Hello, I'm Karen Parker, editor of Adhesives and Sealants Industry. Thank you for tuning into the Bonding with ASI podcast. With us today is Ali Amin Javahari. Ali is CEO of Node, an online marketplace for producers and buyers of ingredients, polymers, and chemicals. Hi, Ali. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Karen. How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm wondering if you can answer a few questions. To begin with, can you give a brief summary of the history and mission of Node?
Sure. Yeah, I'm happy to. So we founded Node back in 2017, myself and two others in the heart of Silicon Valley. We sat in a very small office just, 6 years ago, starting the company. And our original mission still plays out today, which is that we want to be able to give suppliers in this industry all the tools that they need in order to be able to give their customers an amazing online digital experience. As some additional background, we're a pure play software company. We've raised funding from some of the best venture capital investors in the world, including Sequoia and Coatue. As far as we know, we've raised more venture capital than any other tech company in the history of our industry. And that's helped spur a lot of our growth. We're up to over 200 employees now, and we've gained a considerable amount of traction in the market from well-known companies that, I know you've heard of, like, Sabic and Dow and Avonic and BASF and so many other suppliers that have, chosen to be part of Node.
Thanks. Yeah. How did COVID-19 impact the front office digitalization, and how is that affecting customer relationships?
Oh, that's a heavy topic. So obviously we at Node have believed for a very long time that this industry is going to eventually move online and do a lot of the, buying and selling online. Certainly COVID accelerated a lot of things. I mean, as this industry has relied on field salespeople to be able to go out and engage their customers. And we certainly feel like there's still a role for that, but, people got very comfortable over the past few years, doing everything that they need to do self-serve online or over the phone. And so, when you think of how customers want to go through the discovery engagement process, based on everything we're seeing and the research that we're doing, it has accelerated dramatically in the past couple of years. So I think that, suppliers certainly recognize this, and they're feverishly investing a lot more than they have in the past in order to meet some new customer expectations.
Yeah, it sounds like it's really opening up the way people do business in an interesting way.
Yeah, it's been years, right? I mean, we've been talking about this. I mean, I've been in this industry for 15, 20 years, and it's been top of mind for me for a long time. And every year I've said to myself, I think this is going to be the year where like true digital transformation happens. And I've been saying that for 15 years. I think that now we can firmly say that it is happening. And I think that the amount of investment that suppliers are doing is a major indication of that.
Yeah. How long has the growth in digital marketing in the chemical sector affected the supply chain? And can it help customers mitigate the current supply chain issues?
For sure. Anytime we talk to buyers, whether that's R&D or procurement, we hear a lot of the same stuff over and over again, which is that they want information to become more accessible. They want to be able to engage suppliers in a much more seamless and convenient way. And so what does that really mean? That means that they want to be able to jump online. They want to be able to browse catalogs really easily. They want to be able to find the right product within a few clicks. They want to be able to learn about the product and what's its value proposition, what are the terms of sale, where the product's stored, how strong of a supplier are you, all the things that customers typically expect. They want access to that information as quickly as possible. And so, when you've got supply chain constraints, what's the number one thing that's top of mind? You know, sources of supply. And so you want to be able to go to a trusted source, and obviously we want Node to be that trusted source, but a trusted source to be able to quickly find alternatives. And historically, that can be really challenging. You're tied to one or two suppliers, and you've got to go on this wild hunt to see who else may be out there. Our objective is to make it really, really simple to be able to go through that discovery process and find the right suppliers. And so we've seen a massive acceleration of our platform over the past couple of years because people are looking for ways to be able to find the right suppliers, all because of the constraints that are happening in the market.
Yeah. So, and it gives them a way to find new options quickly and easily.
Exactly. Not only new options, but it also, they want to be able to talk to suppliers and talk to the right people in the supplier community as fast as possible so they can quickly vet and determine whether that supplier can meet their expectations. And even if you find the right product, or you find alternative sources of the right product, it can be really challenging to call the general hotline and navigate your way to the right person in order to be able to ask the right questions. And just finding that right person is really difficult. And then getting the answers to your questions can be really time consuming. We certainly believe that all those processes have to change.
This might relate, but what do you see as the top digital sales trends? And what can companies do to get ahead of these trends?
Top trends. I think that everyone can now acknowledge that we've got to make the discovery process really easy and convenient. I think that at this point is a no-duh. And when I say discovery, what I'm simply referring to is the ability to be able to find, learn about all the various options in the market. But the next step of the buying journey, which is all about engagement, right? Now that I have found the right supplier, how do I make requests in a really easy way? How do I interact with your experts in a really fast way so that I can get back into the lab or get back into my office and get back to work? Those sort of capabilities haven't really been built by suppliers yet. I mean, we've obviously built it within Node, but those sort of capabilities to be able to easily make requests and to be able to easily talk to the right expert, ask your questions, request a meeting, all those sort of things aren't capabilities been built. And I think that's going to be a massive trend over the next couple of years. I mean, if you think about it, like I mentioned earlier, field sales has kind of been the path to the market for a long time. Meanwhile, customers are coming to your website, right? They are browsing, learning. They're trying to see if you may be able to fit their needs. And think about the number of people that are hitting their websites versus the number of customers field sales can possibly reach, right? If you've got a team of 10 field salespeople, you're probably not going to touch more than 40 to 50 customers a week. But in the digital world, there's going to be 1,000 at least that are coming to your website every week.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of flipping the script here and saying, look, engage with the customers that are already in their buying journey on your website, because that's a much lower cost way of doing it. And they're active in their buying journey. They're wanting to talk to you. And so, I think that whole middle of the funnel or middle part of the buying journey is it's going to be a massive trend, which is like, how do we engage and collaborate online in a much easier way?
Okay. What ways can Node help research and development professionals in the adhesives and sealants industry?
Yeah, I mean, we've already talked about a good number of them. What we hear all the time is that, they want to innovate. They want to be able to go out and research and be able to identify all the possible ingredients that go into their formulations. And, our objective is to make it as transparent of a discovery process as possible and be able to unravel every potential option really, really simply. So if you want to do a search for a specific thing, we can support that. If you want to do a really broad-based search and be able to uncover every potential option on Earth, we can also support that. But then as you narrow down your options, we want to make it really easy for R&D folks to be able to reach out to the supplier, be able to make their requests, be able to negotiate online, be able to do all the things that are typically done offline right from within their screen.
Yeah. And I was looking at your website today, and right at the top, the first thing I saw was adhesives and sealants industry, since it starts with an A. So it certainly is something that our readers should be looking into.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big market for us. We've got lots of suppliers in that space. Adhesives and sealants is used in so many different markets. And it's been a kind of a core market for us for quite some time.
That's great. Well, thank you, Allie, for taking the time to chat with us today about Node. And of course, thank you to our listeners as well. We would appreciate it if you could give us a quick review and a rating, and please be sure to follow us. If you want to know more about Node, visit the company's website at www.knowde.com. And of course, visit adhesivesmag.com for more information about the latest developments in the adhesives and sealants industry.